1, 2, 3.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, that number to call, 800-259-9231. Let's work together so that you can have a great gardening season. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Paul from Maine, who has a question about cotton.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning to you, fella. How you doing?
Good.
Good. A couple of things I want to run over real quickly with you. Thank you, first of all, for that tomato maker tip. I will look into that and see what happens. And it's been kind of a tough garden year for this old dirt farmer so far. First of all, the record-breaking cold back a month ago pretty much eliminated my strawberry crop, which I thought was kind of nice of it. And then I tried some experimenting we can talk about if you want after my question. It turned out to be a major disaster, which I will have to remove from my memory bank when I figure out what I did. But my question is corn. Having a devil's time getting it to germinate, even in the heat of the summer here. And I'm blaming the seed and the seed companies now, they've got triple sweet and extra sweet and SH/2 and all these super hybrids that don't germinate well. And if you look at the seed, they look like they're little dried up shriveled things compared to what we used to have for seed. What's your thoughts?
Well, according to the agricultural laws, all packages of seeds have to fit into the category of percentage of what will germinate. And each vegetable will have a set percentage. And I'm not familiar what those percentages are. And that's why that at the end of the year, that when you go into a garden center, there's no more seeds left because that seed has to be removed from the shelf. And some of the varieties of seeds, especially some of the vegetables, are picked up in the garden centers from the north here, brought down to the south, where they are able to put in a second crop or a second planting of vegetables. But unless the seed is old, but I know that the more that you breed hybrids to make it sweeter, to do various things, that you do breed some of the hardiness out of it. So that, you know, you do have to plant extra seed and then go back and thin it out if you do have a good year. But when you plant corn, if the soil stays moist for a 2 to a 3 week period, and you do have a little bit of heat in your ground, it should germinate very, very well. It's possible that maybe you did get a bad batch. And in that case, what I would do is I would, you know, notify the company where you bought the seed. Right on the package, there should be a name of the company, the phone number, the address. Give them a call and, you know, tell them that you've been buying seed from them for years. You've had a problem with the germination on the seed. You're wondering if other people have. You're not happy, you've lost your early corn, and let them know. But, you know, it's something in the soil. Maybe it didn't stay wet enough, maybe it did get cold. I know I live in Maine, Paul, and we did have a frost during May, and like you, I lost a lot of plants. I lost all the new growth on my yews. I lost new growth on Encheanthus that was in full bloom, Astilbe, Bleeding Heart, a lot of perennials, Hosta, were all killed back. And the thing that amazed me is oaks. And I live in southern Maine. I live in Kennebunk. But that second week in May, we had a frost that went down to almost like 20 degrees at my house. And the lower third of all the oaks on my property, all the new growth was killed. It has redeveloped. But when you look at the trees, you can tell where that frost line was on the lower part. And a lot of crinkled leaves, leaves that are misshapen, caused by the cold weather. So, I mean, it's just, it could be worse, put it that way. It could be that nothing has germinated. But I would just replant. You still have some time, and I'll tell you, from experience, I love the corn that's later in the year than the stuff that's earlier. It seems to be sweeter. Thank you, Paul, but notify them that you've had the problem. Don, who's up next?
This is Priscilla from Massachusetts, who has two questions, one about EcoSmart and one about lilacs.
Okay. Priscilla, good morning. Welcome to
Hi,
the Garden
Club.
Hi,
how are you, Paul?
Good, and you?
Thank you for my call.
Thank you.
I got very excited about the EcoSmart product, and I found some at Home Depot and Hyannis, and because it does kill and repel fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes. And
right.
Then I did more research on it, and they said that it also kills wasps. And I said, oh, even better. But then I called the company, and I said, well, what about honeybees? And they said, well, yes, if you get any product on them, it will. And I said, well, what if I just spray underneath my perennials, because I have a lot of flowering perennials mixed in my, I did roses, et cetera. And they said, well, it will if you work around the perennials, it will repel the bees, you know, until it's dried up, which is about a month. So I want to use it. I'm just afraid. I just thought you might have some advice.
Well, most of these products will work to repel and to kill. Now, it will kill when you get it directly on the insect. And the active ingredients of this mosquito killer and flea, it's peppermint oil, rosemary oil, clove oil, peanut oil, thyme oil, sesame oil, and a few other things that I can't understand. But it's all naturally occurring food-grade quality ingredients. And when you get it directly on the insect, it goes into their pores and it does kill them. But if you apply it and it dries on the plant, it's not going to be on the insect and it should not hurt them. It's just like a lot of these other products, whether they are chemical or organic, you need to allow the weather to work with you. If you apply it and it's raining, it's not going to be as effective. If you apply it and there's no wind, there's no air movement, it's cloudy, and it stays wet for 2 or 3 hours, yes, you're going to have a problem. But if you get a day where there's air movement, the temperatures are expected to be warm, and you apply it and it dries real quick, you should not have a problem. The only way that it's going to hurt the bees is if you get it directly on the bee, or if you put it on the plant and the plant is covered with bees and the product is still wet, then they can pick it up. But if once the product dries on the foliage, then there will not be a problem with the ingredients hurting the honeybees. It has to be wet to create the problem. Or in cases of bees and hornets and wasps and all that, you have to get it directly on the insect. And the chances of getting it directly on the insect are very, very slim. So go out early. Get up at 7 o'clock. spray it on your plants. The bees are not going to work until the sun is up, and by then it's dried and you should be in good shape. Thank you, Priscilla. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231. You know, it is getting hot, and we've been lucky so far. We've had plenty of rain. But if you've got a good lawn and you're paying for water and you want to cut back on the amount of water that you have to use on your lawn, there's a great product. It's called Organic Water Wizard. And a lot of the garden centers have it. It's, again, another all-natural product. It is organic. You spray it on your lawn, and a quart of it will treat about 4,000 to 5,000 square feet. Now, what it does is you spray it on your lawn, you water it in with your sprinkler, and it washes into the root zone of your grass. When you get a day that's hot and humid, it pulls the humidity out of the air into the ground. It siphons it. It just sucks it right into the ground. And a quart of this Organic Water Wizard will pull into the ground 16,000 gallons of water in just 3 months. So if you want to cut back on the amount of water, get some Organic Water Wizard. It works. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. We are at Hyannis Country Gardens on West Main Street. We'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. And if you have problems with your lawn or your plants, bring me a little piece of it, and we'll take a look at it, see if we can figure out what you have and how to solve those particular problems. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bob from New Hampshire, who has a question about irises.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself, Bob?
Good. Listen, I want to thank you for the cotton seeds. I have them in the garden, and they're growing well, so we'll see what happens later on in the year.
Great.
I have some iris that bloomed this spring, and I have two situations. It looks like there's a little green pod on there. I've never seen something like that. Is there anything, you know, is that in fact a seed pod, and is there anything I can do with that to plant it later on in the year or something?
Yeah, what you want to do, Bob, is just keep an eye on that pod. It's green right now, which is telling you that it's making seeds on the inside, and if you were to break it, it's going to be full of a disc shape. It looks like a hockey puck, but a lot smaller, of course. And they're stacked one on top of the other. And so it's a flat, round seed. When the pod turns brown, what you want to do is just with your index finger, just kind of tap it with it. And when you hear like a rattling sound and the pod is good and brown and dry, that's telling you that those seeds have matured, and they've had whatever energy they needed to get everything that it needs to be ripe and able to germinate. If you were to pick them now, they will not germinate because they're not mature enough. So you've got to let Mother Nature feed those seeds, put the genes and everything else that it needs in it to make it viable. But when the pod turns brown, just grab it and shake it. And as soon as you hear like a rattling sound, then the seed is ready. Cut the pod, snap it open, and you'll see all these brown to black colored seeds. And then just get some sterilized potting soil and a tray, put your seeds on them, and cover them with about a quarter of an inch of soil. Keep it moist, and you'll have all kinds of new plants. Now, the thing that's going to be kind of neat is if you have neighbors or you have different colors of this iris, you never know what's going to be in that pod. If the bees are not traveling very far and they're pollinating from one flower to the other, yes, you're probably going to get all the same color. But if you have neighbors that have the same type of iris but different colors, that seed pod could contain different color combinations in there, which could make it really exciting. But don't pick it until it's really dry and you can almost hear the seeds rattle in the pod. Thank you, Bob. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Shirley from Massachusetts, who has a question about some brown patches on her lawn.
Shirley, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, thank you for your time. I love your program.
Thank you.
I have a lawn problem, and I've done a little homework on it already, so I don't think it's fungus, and I don't think it's grubs. I have a shaded lawn, and as the season progresses, I have developed some linear, almost shaped brown spots.
On the entire lawn or on the blades of grass?
On the entire lawn. So now I'm like looking at some dead patches.
Okay. Now, is this in a sunny or a shady area?
Shady.
It's in the shade area. Okay. What I would suggest that you do is Bayer has a lawn fungicide. If you're getting this kind of a melting out, you really need to get a systemic product. And Bayer has a liquid lawn insecticide, fungicide that's systemic, which means you would spray it on the leaves. It'll be absorbed, taken into the plant, and it will stay on the plant. Now, you don't apply it and then mow the grass. So, you know, cut your grass, clean it all up, and when give it 4 to 5 days so that it's put on at least an inch or so of new growth, and then apply it. And follow the directions on it. The other thing is grass grown in the shade needs more fertilizer than grass grown in the sun because it's competing with the roots of the trees. So get an organic fertilizer like Milagonite or converted organics and put it down. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call right now, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jack from Rhode Island, who has a question about collard greens.
Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. There's the seed pods from last year's collard green plants have to turn brown before they become viable seeds. You probably hit on this with that question about the iris.
Yes.
Last season, they turned brown early in spring. Now that they're still green, some of them are just starting to turn a sort of a yellow hue. What I'd like to do is pull them out and let them turn brown outside the ground, because I really need the ground for other plantings. Would that be a good procedure, or would I negate the whole thing?
Has the foliage of the collard greens, have they started to turn yellow?
No, not the foliage. They're green. What there is green. They're not big, but they're green.
Okay. What needs to happen is, if the foliage is green, it's making energy that it's sending to the pod. And if you remove the pod before it has a chance to feed the seed and put the nutrients and all of the information, see, when that seed is made, it's just tissue. And the bees do the pollination, that takes all of the genes and all of the makeup of the seed, and they put it into it. Now the plant, as it grows, sends the energy into that seed pod to mature the seed. And until that pod begins to turn brown, those seeds are still receiving energy from the plant. And if you pick it before it turns brown, it may, the early maturing seeds are going to be okay. But the ones that were pollinated later in the growing season may not have enough adequate time for the plant to put all of the information in that seed that it needs. So traditionally, when you look at a flower, especially one that's cone shape, the flowers on the bottom of the cone shape mature before the flowers on the top. And if it's a rounded flower, the petals on the outer edges will mature before the middle of the flower. So if you pick it too early, if it's a round flower, the seeds on the outside of the pot will have matured, but the inner ones, closer to the center, did not have enough time to get all of the information put into it by the plant to grow. So if you want to save the seeds, you've got to allow that pod to turn brown. If you pick it and when it's yellow, it may not have enough time to mature the seed. Okay, Jack? So give it a little bit more time. Things happen very, very quickly. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Paul from Maine, who has a question about Tomato Maker.
Paul, good morning. Yes. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I thought I lost you, Paul. Listen, I didn't expect to be bringing this up on the air, but I have spent quite a little bit of time up here in the southern tier of Maine looking for the Tomato Maker. I checked all of the local garden centers from Wells all the way up. I think the only one I missed was Coastal. And finally, out of frustration, I called Organic Laboratories down in Florida and left two messages for the president, told him I was a regular listener to your show, and I still never heard back. The only place locally the only place that I've been able to track this down at all is on Amazon, and it would cost more money to have it shipped than the product costs. So,
okay, where do you live, Paul?
I'm in Springvale. I actually even talked to the owner of Churchill's, one of your regulars, and he was not familiar with the product either, and said he'd look into it and get back to me. But I even went to their website from Organic Labs where they list all the places that are supposed to have this, including the box stores, and absolutely nobody knew what I was talking about. And I got so frustrated, I think I finally left a message for you this last week, and I'm sure you haven't had a chance to get back, but not wanting to run into this problem with the container tomatoes that I have, I was really frustrated to find this product. Where locally do you know that it stocked?
I'll tell you what I'll do for you, Paul. I live in Kennebunk. Springvale is right down the street. I will pick up a bag right here at Highness Country Gardens, and I'll bring it home with me. And send me an email. I'll give you my address, and you can pick it up at my house. How's that?
We'll get a chance to see your garden before July.
You'll get to see the garden if you come to the house.
Oh, my woman is going to love that. She will just flip out over that. She has been listening to you for a long time and is looking forward to this garden tour in July. And to get an early peek would be wonderful. Can I give Don the phone number, or how do we do this?
Why don't you give Don your phone number so that everybody doesn't call you? And then I'll give you a call when I get home, and you can come and pick it up on Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, that would be terrific.
We'll take it.
And you know, and shame on those people down in Florida for not having gotten back. I was very surprised that they wouldn't respond to a customer calling to find out where their product is.
Well, I will give them a call on Monday morning and let them know what's going on this. But, you know, it's too bad because any nursery that you go to, they can order this. All they have to do is call their distributor. It's not like it's only available in certain areas. This is a national company. They sell a lot of product, and I know in Massachusetts most of the stores do carry it. But if you go to a store like Skillin's in Portland or O'Donnell's in Gorham, these are big nurseries, and I'm sure that they would have this product. But to make it easy for you, I'll bring it home. You're only a couple of towns over. You can come to my house and pick it up there, and that way everybody will be happy. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Dick from Maine, who has a question about compost.
Dick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. I'm interested in the compost value of seaweed and whether that's a good weed control for the vegetable garden.
Seaweed is a soil conditioner that will make your soil just come alive. It's the most incredible ingredient. When I first started gardening in Maine, we used a lot of animal manures. And then we moved to Massachusetts. We lived near the ocean. And my father, every fall, would go to the beach. And when there was like a northeast-type storm and the beaches were covered with seaweed, and we would pick up that seaweed and rototill it right into the garden. And the piece of property that we had south of Boston, we had about 3 to 4 inches of topsoil. The builder had scraped it all out like a lot of builders do. And within a five-year period, we were putting 3 to 6 inches of seaweed right on top of the ground every fall, lightly tilling it in. And when spring came, we have the most incredible soil. And within a five-year period, we had a foot of the most gorgeous topsoil that you've ever seen. So here's what you want to do. I like to get it in the fall and after a storm. And if you can find a place where there's a seawall so that when the waves come up, they bang the seaweed up against the wall, and it breaks it into smaller pieces. It's a lot easier to handle. You don't have these pieces of seaweed that are 3-4 feet long. And just spread it right over your garden. If it's late in the year, just leave it there and till it in. If you use it in the spring and it's fresh seaweed, I did this one year, and it had a lot of insects. Just think of going to the beach, and if you're near seaweed, there's a lot of insects that live in it because it's moist. And when you're washing, when you're irrigating the garden, you're keeping the seaweed wet. And because it doesn't compact tight, because it's dry and it's kind of crispy, it gave more insects than I actually wanted. So to use it as a mulch on top of the ground, I would stay away from it. I would grind it up. And some years, if I can't find seaweed at the beach in Kennebunk where I live, where there's a seawall, then what I'll do is I'll pick up the big stuff, bring it home in trash bags. I'll dump it along the edge of my vegetable garden and then take my lawnmower, tilt the front up, and just push it right through the seaweed. And the force of the blade spinning will grind it up for me and push it into the garden in small pieces. And then I work it into the soil. But seaweed will do the same thing as peat moss. Peat moss has no nutritional value. Seaweed is full of organic matter, like peat moss, but it has all of the goodness of the ocean. And you cannot put too much of it. Again, we would put 3 to 6 inches in the fall, till it in, and when spring came, there were just little pieces of it left, and boy, did that garden produce vegetables. It was incredible. But to use it as a compost, if you can chop it up in real small pieces, You can let it rot in like a compost maker, or let it really dry, but in small pieces. You'll be a lot better off with no flying insects, mosquitoes and green heads and different kinds of flies that would agitate you. Thank you, Dick. We appreciate the phone call. If we can help you, the number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call right now. We'll work together. If you're looking for organic products for your garden, there's a great website, and it's easy, extremelygreen.com. And they have fertilizers, insecticides, weed killers, fungicides, the whole thing, all natural, all organic, extremelygreen.com. Check it out, and you'll get some great information, and you may find some products that your local garden center does not carry. And remember, we're talking about tomatoes earlier. If you've had a problem with the late blight, there's a product called Actinovate that you would put down, and that will help to prevent the late blight from attacking your tomatoes. And there's also Actinovate Iron, which is the microbes plus fertilizer combination. And that will help your tomatoes to be less likely to create, to have the problem with the late blight. The tomato maker for blossom end rot. I mean, things are beginning to really grow now. We're getting some heat. And when we have warm evenings, that's when you see things really explode. Last night, nice and warm, the garden grew all night. When you get temperatures in the 40s, plants just kind of sit still. But when you're 50 and 60 and warmer, go check out the garden from night to night. You're going to see that things are really growing quickly.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of four pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Hyannis Country Gardens on West Main Street in beautiful Hyannis. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. All kinds of things going on today. They're having the Cape Cod Firewood log demonstration today. It's all recycled wood products, logs, briquettes, and fire starters. And they've all taken building material that should have gone to the landfill, grind it all up, put it into logs and into briquettes, and they're going to be cooking hot dogs and hamburgers later on today. Come on down and say hello. We'd love to see you. All kinds of specials, dogwoods, 25% off. Patio tomatoes. These are big patio tomatoes, $16.99. Even have tomatoes on them, so give you a jump over the neighbor and a lot more. Come on down. We'd love to see you. Don, who's up next?
This is Charles from New Hampshire, who has two questions, one about strawberries and one about chipmunks.
Charles, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Great. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I had, I have strawberry plants. They had probably 50 or 60 beautiful plants this year filled with strawberries. They've been picked clean by chipmunks, every single berry. And I was wondering if you might be able to help.
Have you put any netting over them at all?
I did try. It seemed like they could tunnel under and through somehow.
Yeah. Well, it's just when you do have a big food crop like that, they're going to be there. There are animal repellents that work pretty good. There's a company called Shake Away, and they have a small critter repellent that that will keep them away to a certain extent, but it's very difficult when you have 50 tomato plants full of juicy fruit. You know, they're willing, even though they know there's a possibility of their predator being there, But I had a problem with chipmunks, and I mean, chipmunks are cute, but when they start destroying walkways by tunneling under them, when they start going into the garden and destroying everything there, to me, a chipmunk is just a rat with a nice jacket. And I just got some the old-fashioned spring action rat traps and put some peanut butter and some Velveeta cheese on it, and it doesn't take long before the problem just disappears. If they're not bothering you, they're a cute animal, but when they start to destroy your labor of work, they're just like a deer or a woodchuck coming into your yard and destroying everything that you make, and you've got to go to extremes. You've tried the netting, it doesn't work. Just get the big rat traps, a little bit of Velveeta cheese or whatever cheese you have, and some peanut butter, and it won't be long, and there won't be a chipmunk problem in your strawberry patch. I know some of you are probably upset, but they can create as much damage as a rat, just in a different area of your garden. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. You can use Have a Heart traps. Those work good, but in some areas, the states mandate that you cannot relocate animals like this. So what good is a Have a Heart trap? You'll have to check with your town hall about the ordinances with trapping an animal and relocating it. But it is a rodent, and it can be dealt with in that particular way. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Let's work together to have you have a great gardening season. Now, if you have Japanese beetles, grubs in your lawn, if you have cutworms in your garden, you have sod webworm in your lawn, if you have a lot of rose chafer on your property or fleas in your lawn, there's a company called Environmental Factor. They're from Canada, and some of the nurseries have their product. And what it is a nematode. And a nematode is a microscopic worm. We have it in our gardens and in our lawns, but not in large quantities. And they've grown these in a laboratory. They are dormant when you receive them, and you put them in a bottle sprayer and spray it on your lawn and in your garden, and these nematodes will kill the Japanese beetle grubs that will be placed in your lawn in the days to come. When the beetles come out, they mate and they lay eggs, 1,000 or more per beetle. So if you want to get away from using chemicals, get Environmental Factor nematodes and apply it to your lawn, and goodbye grubs.